Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always looks ahead, even when parallel parking, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to hour number two, wherever you are. And part of our beautiful wet state. Welcome to Nightlight. Terry Barr is here at 8:35 to share some fun music with us and her awesome personality. It is really, you're not kidding. It is pouring. It is raining so hard. We're in like a 9-story building. We're on the first floor. I can hear the rain hitting the roof.
Yeah.
It's just me. I have a sixth sense for these kind of things. like the guy in Twister who could always sense a tornado. We're going to jump out to not Miller Park, not County Stadium, Conrad.
American Family Field.
Yeah, because Mike Clemens has been nice enough to join us from the game. We'll get a quick update with Mike. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good. We got the roof closed here in Milwaukee and fitting that line of showers coming across.
That's nice. It's nice that you get to stay dry while you're out there watching some baseball, Mike. How are the Brewers looking tonight?
Colin Ray is on the mound, and, you know, the Cubs have struggled with their hitting this year.
Yeah.
Also with their relief pitchers. And then Colin, he walked a couple guys, but he kept it pretty clean. We got here into the third inning, gave up a base hit, and he beamed a guy, Merritt. I mean, it looked like he broke his hand, but he wanted to take his base and run the bases. Then they had another run drove in, so... It's 2-0 now, bottom of the fourth here at AmFam Field. The Cubs ahead of the Brewers.
Okay. The Brewers have really like kind of padded their lead a little bit over the Cards. I mean, they got a pretty comfortable lead right now. Do you think they'll just build on that as the season goes on, Mike?
Well, it's just amazing what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. It's Robert Gasser now down for the year. Robert Gasser, Brandon Woodruff, you know, so they've had 12 or 13 pitchers that they've gone through as starters, and four or five really good ones that they've lost for the entire year. Wade Miley as well. Abner Uribe is a kid in his second year. I always hear the night that he debuted, he only played like 40 innings in the minors. He's 20, 21 years old.
Whoa.
To me, Abner is he's got this perfect build to be a pitcher. About 6'4", the ball comes perfectly over the top of his head, and he leans back and releases. His first pitch in the majors was like 99 miles an hour. The next one was 101.
Jeez.
So they started bringing him in a little bit, and as a closer, as a reliever, just to get him used to the major league game. And he was on his way this year, but then he's the guy that threw a punch when they got into a fight one night with two or three guys suspended. I just heard, though, he also injured his knee. So now he's had knee surgery. This kid.
Oh, wow.
He had knee surgery.
Jeez.
So, you know, every time that they get somebody promising in here, something like that happens. Then they've got this Garrett Mitchell kid. Big, tall, handsome kid that plays center field, about 6'4 or so. And, you know, he kind of built like Yelich, even though a little bit more heavier. He breaks the tip of his pinky in training. Okay. And then just the other night, just when they were about to bring him back and he's playing in Nashville in their minor league team, he pulls a hamstring. So he was like their top prospect.
Yeah.
I don't know how Pat Murphy is doing this, Pete, but he gets these guys like Bryce Terang and, you know, Reese Hoskins, a veteran they brought in from the Phillies, and he's, you know, sort of making it up with starting pitching and relief pitching, and they're winning these ball games. They lead the league or they're number two in the league in stolen bases, and they're moving around. These guys are playing hard, great effort every night. And that's why they're in first place.
That's what was the response, Mike, tonight, or the reaction, I should say, to Craig Counsell? Are they still booing him pretty handily, or
they drilled him? They drilled him. Mark Richards over here, you know, the stadium announcer, he's going through, you know, Ian Happ and the rest of the lineup. Manager Craig Counsell. They stood up and booed him.
Oh my God!
For like 20, 30 seconds. Yeah, even though it's like the second time he's been here, they're not taking their foot off the gas. Oh, and while I'm thinking about it too, a guy who's been the announcer here since it was Miller Park in the last year or so, kind of thing, Rob Edwards. When I first drove into Milwaukee to get to go to college and hopefully maybe get into broadcasting or journalism, there was this big sign over by Cummings Stadium that said Rob Edwards, and then the station was on back then, the flagship. He was the big morning man, handsome guy, great for TV and all that. He passed away yesterday. He had to give up his duties here as the public address announcer at American Family Field. He's been doing it for the last 20 years. And victim of Alzheimer's. So they put up a tribute to him on the scoreboard. But, if you're in Milwaukee, Rob was everywhere. Radio stations, public TV. When he would introduce your shows on public TV as the voiceover.
Jeez. Yeah, I saw your post on Facebook. I'm sorry for your loss, Mike. That's a real drag.
Yeah, we're thinking of him tonight. And that's the cool thing about this particular place, is that behind the scenes, these people work at the stadium. I mean, they're a family. They've been bringing, a dish to pass, and they're really close. I'm kind of the outsider, quite frankly. But they're really nice people that work behind the scenes at the ballpark.
I heard your
in your
news broadcast that Pat Murphy said called Twitter Twizzlers. That was hilarious.
I'm telling you, it's part of the recipe for winning here. And Greg Council's a very smart guy, maybe analytical.
Yeah,
I think he talks to players. He's been around baseball his whole life. But then in comes Grandpa, 65-year-old Pat Murphy. And this guy is the biggest cut-up in the clubhouse. Now, the thing is, he's very demanding. When they lose, he's not good. He's pissed off. He's in a bad mood. But every opportunity he gets to make, if there's a prank going on, if there's some sort of a hoax going on, it starts with the manager. Like, they just brought in a new pitcher. They needed a veteran pitcher the other day. And so he sent him a text. I said, "Hi, my name is Pat Murphy. I'm the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. We'd like to welcome you to the ball club and looking forward to your contributions or whatever."
That's hilarious.
Sincerely looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, that's great.
Pat Murphy, manager, the Milwaukee Brewers. and when he read that to everybody, I sent this to this guy. And he's like, "I got to get it started somehow,
Right.
Like, welcome to the Brewers. Right. We're constantly pulling your leg here."
That's fantastic, Mike. Thank you for. Hey, Mike, I saw that the Jets were ranked fourth in the power rankings preseason. Is that high? I know they did okay without Rodgers last year. What do you think about that?
So personally, Pete, I don't care about power rankings in November. That's the stupidest stat that's out there. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
You have to watch the games. You have to watch how people are winning football games. You have to, to see the plays and all those kinds of things.
Right.
Nevertheless, we do know this. The Jets have got a lot of talent on their defense, and they're counting on Aaron Rodgers to help out. Hey, who knows? Maybe even Braylon Allen can take the former Badger. He's backing up.
That's right.
It'll be interesting to see if Aaron pulls it together and focuses in and can, all of his weird stuff he does in the offseason to put that Jets team together.
I actually look forward to the drama. It'll be fun. Mike, thanks so much for checking in. I appreciate you working hard as always and still taking time to talk to us. So have a great night out at the old ballpark.
Appreciate the late night
show, man. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. You got it. All right, Mike. See you later. That's Mike Clemens reporting from County Stadium. Is it City Field? No, it's County
Stadium.
State Field. From American Family Field. That's sound like something was happening there. I felt like I should let him go. but that's probably all like background noise to Mike because he's always at sporting events and, probably doesn't even raise an eyebrow anymore when something happens, right?
I feel like it's still got to be exciting as always.
Yeah. What do you think about that? You're kind of I assume you were a Rodgers fan for a long time before he got really weird.
Definitely.
To me, I understand what Mike is saying about the power rankings, but also you're what is Rodgers, 42? 41?
Oh, he's 41, I believe.
Okay.
I believe.
So, and he just tore his Achilles. That's not an easy thing to come back from. Like, to just say that they're going to be fourth because Rodgers is back. If Rodgers is 27 and coming back, I could see that. That seems high, though, for the Jets. I don't know.
It is, you know, I agree with Mike. It's way too early for power rankings.
Yeah.
It's like the thing where I see this. It's like, as soon as the championship ends, it's like, oh, here's the power rankings for the NBA next year. I'm like, the finals ended 2 hours ago.
Right, exactly. The other thing I saw was I heard in his news broadcast that lawsuit against the Sunday Ticket, that is the most, I got DirecTV for 2 years just to get a free NFL Sunday package like 14 years ago. And then I'm like, I can't do this anymore. This is way too much money. You know, I got two young kids. I can't spend that much. My dad paid $70 this year for all of the MLB games. Now he sits there and watches the Cubs and he can get any baseball game for $70.
I mean, that's 162 games times, you know, 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah. So that I think is actually a good price for it, actually.
Phenomenal deal.
But the Sunday Ticket thing, I'm just so confused on why is the lawsuit happening? Who is getting paid for this?
Right.
Shouldn't it go back to everyone who paid over?
Yeah, I mean that. I don't understand that either. In the NFL, did they say is counter suing or appealing? Like, they're not even admitting. Like, I like the NFL. I like that they're a year round thing. I like following all the stuff. But when you're just, it's a money grab, or you're just being greedy. That's just way too much. I mean, they should offer packages. Like, if you just want to watch the Packers, $100, people would pay that.
I feel like I think they actually are doing that this season, where they're going to offer just single game. Or single team packages.
How much is it going to be, do you know?
Probably not that cheap.
They'll knock $100 off the $400 ticket. So greedy. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Ricky Gervais. We have a great clip from the British Office and a clip from the Night at the Museum. Ricky Gervais turns, was it 62 this week? You can still get into the fun, too. Is lip syncing okay? Let us know. Text us on the stream. Or at 855-752-4842. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. I just want to dance the night away with senoritas who can sway.
Right now, tomorrow's looking bright. Just like the sun. Get up, I wanna drive them home. When you're feeling blue, just love you.
Welcome back. We're talking about lip syncing. See, I would never do that. I would never do this show and lip sync. I just don't believe in it.
That would be awesome. I just play something from here.
Yeah.
And you're just
I'd be on the stream and you're just playing like a episode of Laverne and Shirley or something. So Terry Barr will be here at 8:35 to talk about the artist that they will feature on tomorrow night's show, Live in the Lair, and Max Inc. I totally spaced out there.
Are you sure didn't get struck by lightning?
Maybe I did. It's not lightning out now, is it? It's pouring rain.
It did. I did see one.
Did you?
I haven't seen
one. You saw one lightning?
I saw one lightning. It's just natural now for me after getting struck. You know, it's just, you see all of them.
You're one with the electric sky. Yeah, Terry will be here in just a few minutes to talk about. She's also at the Brewer game. And they're staying dry there because Mike said they have the roof closed, which is nice. But we're going to talk, before we talk to Terry, we've talked about The Office a lot on this show. Conrad, did you get through all 9 seasons, by the way?
I have not. It kind of went downhill for me on the 7th season. I kind of got bored on some episodes.
Yeah.
And I just need to get back to it. I need to watch it because I've heard a lot of people say season 9 is really actually pretty decent. So.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. That's interesting because I, maybe after season 6. I stuck with all 5 of the first 5 seasons, part of 6, but I couldn't do it. But anyway, The British Office had 12 episodes. It was created by Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais. 12 episodes, and then they wrap it up with a Christmas special. Brilliant stuff. This is, we have one clip from the British Office, Conrad?
Yes.
Okay, so this is, just like Steve Carell in the American Office, Ricky Gervais plays a very frustrated entertainer who will pull out his guitar and hold his employees hostage while he plays one of his original songs. And this is that beautiful moment where it gets a little chaotic while he's doing so.
Spaceman came down to answer some things. The world gathered round from paupers to kings. I'll answer your questions, I'll answer them true. I'll show you the way, you know what to do. Who is wrong and who is right? Yellow, brown, black or white? The spaceman, he answered, you no longer mind. I've opened your eyes, you're now colorblind. Racial, so... She's the serpent who guards the gates of hell.
Rachel. This is a great song, actually.
Pretty girl on the hood of a Cadillac, yeah. She's broken down on Freeway 9. Take a look at her engine started. Leave a purr in and I roll on by, bye, bye. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. Got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone.
She's dead.
She's not dead.
She's not dead.
Long time later, see a cowboy crying. Says, hey buddy, what can I do? Says, I lived a good life, about a thousand women. I said, well, why the tears? He says, cause none of them was you.
What, you?
No, he's looking at a photograph.
Of you?
No, of his girlfriend. The video would
have
shown up.
Yeah, he sounds a bit gay at the moment.
It's not gay. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long. I got some hot love on the hot love highway. Ain't going home cause my baby's gone, she's gone. Free love on the free love freeway. The love is free and the freeway's long.
The Gareth character, he's the one that says, when Ricky Gervais says she's gone, he says she's dead. He's saying she's dead. And he says she's not dead. And he gives the camera a look like, what makes that so great, and it's with Steve Carell too, he's, you know, Ricky Gervais, David Brent is his name on the British Office. He's kind of a buffoon, but I love that there's an even bigger buffoon in Gareth, who is the Dwight equivalent in the British Office. So great. And he actually went and recorded that song. I think Noel Gallagher of Oasis recorded Free Love Freeway with Ricky Gervais, which is so great. We have another clip from Ricky Gervais. What is this one? Night of the Museum, right?
Yes, it's Night of the Museum 2.
Set this one up.
And Ben Stiller, his character, needs to get the tablet of Akhmen-Ra to D.C. where he's at with all the museum, trying to save the...
Oh, yeah.
Trying to save all of them. But Ricky Gervais' character just got fired and he can't give it away.
Okay.
Would you kindly do me the favor of explaining this?
Sorry, wrong.
I need you to let me take the tablet and Akhmen-Ra to London. Sorry, just processing that.
Input data analysis.
I've just told you I'm being fired, and the first thing you ask is if I'd allow you to take some priceless artifacts away with you on holiday.
Yes.
No.
Please.
Why?
Just,
oh,
I'm asking you to
say.
Please go with me on this.
No.
Please.
Can't do it, dude.
Bye.
You're gonna mug me?
What?
Well, I don't know. Just
no.
Be prepared.
Just, I need you to listen to me. Okay?
Yep.
The tablet is actually magic. The sun goes down, the tablet starts to glow, everything comes to life. It's real. The tablet starts to glow. Now I know you're mental.
He's funny. Did you see the, that was the second one, right?
Yeah, that was the second one.
My friend Tom Lennon wrote those, and the amount of money he got paid was obscene. And he played the DUG character in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. Tom is one of the funniest people ever. He was on a roll where he wrote The Pacifier. I want to say he wrote Both Night at the Museums and the ping pong movie, what, Balls of Fury?
There's actually three at the museums.
Oh, you're right.
And then there's a fourth one that's animated.
No, really?
Yep. That came out like last year, I believe.
Okay. This is, are you a fan of The Boys?
I've only watched one episode.
Yeah, I've watched two. Jimmy Casca said that he posted on Twitter and he tagged me on it saying, Pete, you should watch The Boys. He's on like season four. My son is obsessed with the show. He says it's one of his favorite shows of all time. I have to watch the show. There's like way too many people coming from way too many different angles. I think Brian Kelly or Chris Casper, one of the two, loved it and recommended it. So I have to be more diligent about watching The Boys. I just saw here too on IMDb Pro that Martin Mull passed away. His show Fernwood Tonight is one of the first things I saw on TV where I'm like, this is so different and weird. I love this. And I didn't know what to make of it. But Martin Mull, just a comedy legend. We'll have some clips ready for Monday's show with Martin Mull. He's great. That's a loss. He was 80. A pretty good run. We got another text here from Chris in Janesville. The 608 says, best sitcom ever, The British Office. You could certainly make that argument, Chris, and you just did. It's hilarious. There's not a weak moment. 12 episodes. And it's so brilliant. So brilliant. Thank you for the text, Chris. All right, coming up next, Terry Barr. It's Friday. That means spirited discussion about our awesome state and new music. It's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
It's true. I did it. Guilty as charged. Welcome back. It's the fourth quarter, Conrad. You still going strong, buddy?
I'm going good.
All right. Kick back and get a nap. We got Terry Barr coming up. And Terry's always the life of the party. I have so much to ask Terry because the 4th of July is right around the corner. She's being a real trooper and calling us from not County Stadium, Conrad.
State Stadium. Well, sorry, American Family Field.
State Stadium. That's even better than County Stadium. She is the host of Max Inc. here at the Civic Media Radio Network, 6 to midnight on Saturdays. If you have not checked out Max Inc., you absolutely must. It is an award-winning, phenomenal show, and Terry is one of the main reasons for that. And she joins us here every Friday night. Hi, Terry.
Hey, how are you guys? Good to be with you, Pete and Conrad.
Are you? It's great to have you. You're still at the game?
Yes. In fact, we just saw a Jackson Churio. He's the rookie with the Brewers.
Okay.
It is first grand slam.
Oh, wow.
Score now 4-2 over the Cubbies.
I guess that's okay.
And yes, it's American Family Field. Good job, Conrad.
My Cubs are going nowhere.
Sometimes I still refer to it as Miller Park. And then if I have a lapse of mind, which I do sometimes, I'll even call it, the good old County Stadium.
I would go up to see my mom's relatives in Milwaukee, and we would tailgate at County Stadium, and I love calling it County Stadium. I know it's the most basic, no creative thought went into naming it whatsoever, but it has a place in my heart. I loved it, you know?
Me too, and that's where I got to love the Brewers.
Yeah.
My dad took us to so many games. So I blame him for my still paying a lot of money to come and see the Brewers all the time.
So where were you going to see the Brewers from, Terry? Where were you at that age in Wisconsin?
We were in Shawano County, which
is
just to the west of Brown County, Green Bay.
Sure.
But we would go constantly in the summer. And honestly, my dad was a dairy farmer, so I'm not even sure how he figured out to be able to get the time to take us all to the games.
Wow.
And then, yeah, as an adult, my dad then luckily slowed down a little bit, but he started bringing buses out of Shawnee County 3, 4, 5 times a season to what was then Miller Park.
Yeah.
And, the buses were packed. Everybody wanted to go because, you know, it's easier to hop a bus,
yeah,
drink some beer, eat some sandwiches on the way, and get
definitely
to the game. Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, are you – okay, so you have – you got a great show tomorrow. You got Shara, am I saying that right, or Shara?
Yeah, Shara, yeah.
Okay. And the song is Addicted to You. Should we give it a listen? Are you ready?
She is amazing. And yes, she has a great story. Moving from Puerto Rico after the hurricane, which she still she has family there, and Puerto Rico is still a mess. And it makes me so sad to talk to her about it. But she's loving Madison, Wisconsin. She has found a place, and that's where her music is now coming from. So, yeah, let's give it a listen.
So, this is her first, as I understand it, Conrad was telling me, her first live performance tomorrow night?
Well, she has done a few. She has not done a lot of live performances. She does not have recorded music out either.
Okay.
So she is going to be playing music that basically she has been keeping in a notebook since she got to Wisconsin. So we're going to hear it first tomorrow night. And she's still working on an album that she hopes to release by the end of the summer.
Oh, I love this. Okay. This is, am I saying the name right? Shara?
Yes.
All right. This is Shara and Addicted to You.
Cannot seem to get a thing done or even keep. I may not communicate much, but you in the distance don't cease to hurt. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot accept what you are coming from. I'm an addict for love. How can I find a way to get it out of my mind? I know I've made mistakes, but I'm not the only one who's blind. I spend most of my days observing time just passing by, living inside of my brain, pretending life just all is cause. How can I find a way if you continue to blame who is not at fault? Ooh, I'm an addict, I cannot say what you are coming from. I'm an addict for love. Pretending but the things unexplored. Don't let me say, cause I wanna be the one in control. Or should I just end it all? I'd rather restart the clock than end it all. How can I find a way if I continue to blame who is not at fault? I'm an addict, I cannot say where do it come from? I'm an addict for love. I'm an addict for love. Oh, da, 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 ba, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
every time you're here, Terry, and you bring a song, I try to think of one word to me that best describes the music we're hearing. And that is just like emotion, like pure emotion.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, great voice.
I think she's one of my new favorites. And we are so lucky. Make Music Madison, and I know you've talked to the director, Mary Rose.
Sure.
She brought her in as an example of the people that you could go hear for free during Make Music all around the world, but in particular in Madison. She is an ambassador, Shara is, and working with Make Music Madison all throughout the year. So we feel so lucky that we got to meet her through the organization. Yeah. And now to have her come back and be willing to do an entire hour of her music that she has never played for very many people in the past.
Oh, that's so cool.
We are so lucky.
And it must feel great, too, when you feel like you're kind of discovered someone and you're sharing them with everybody. That's so great.
Oh, and she, I have to tell you, she is adorable. And she's only like 22 years old. She plays her own guitar.
Wow.
She only learned how to play guitar like 10 years ago. And I just feel like she's one of those that you can really say she's going to go somewhere. She knows what she wants. And now that she is in America, and in particular, she feels fortunate to be in Wisconsin and in a great music scene.
Yeah.
This girl, I'm at some point, Pete, you and I are going to be like, ooh, we knew her when.
Yeah, that's how it feels. I mean, 22. That's really impressive. Well,
she's a
I
baby.
Hope. yeah, exactly. But she doesn't sing like one. So
that's. There's a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
She sings some songs in her native language. And even though you may not understand what she's saying, it doesn't matter. The emotion is there. It's incredible. I think this is going to be a really special Live in the Lair tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, definitely check it out. If you have not heard Live in the Lair yet, or Max Inc. for that matter, tune in. It's just great, and it's a great way to find new music. Terry, what is your favorite 4th of July spot in Wisconsin?
4th of July?
Yeah.
Okay, this will probably make you giggle.
Everything does.
It's actually my hometown, Leopolis, Wisconsin. Teeny tiny town. Becomes, 10 people in unincorporated, and 4th of July, it becomes 10,000 people because they do a race and they have a party and they do baseball and all these games. And
isn't that fun?
My dad used to be the MC for the parade, so it was extra special to me. And they've been dedicating different things to him since he passed 2 years ago. So it's still really special to be there.
Wow, that's a great answer.
How about you? Tell me yours.
You know what? It's kind of changed because I used to like going to my parents' house when we would visit Wisconsin. And then when I got my own place here, we would go down to the water with our lawn chairs. And I loved that. Now the kids are older and we don't have to like schlep everything for fireworks. Now I just like sitting on my porch and playing some Frisbee Ultimate or walking around and just seeing people. It's just it's the community thing part of it, I think. So just Marinette.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And isn't it funny when you're younger, you could care less about that.
Yeah.
It's all about the running around and watching the fireworks.
Right.
And as you get older, it is about the people and who can I see that I haven't seen in a while and your community. Absolutely.
Exactly. So are you like, you're so much fun. Does everybody want you at their 4th of July party? Do you get like tons of invitations?
I doubt it. I'm loud.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's the 4th of July.
Yeah, I can be loud. And overall, I like to chill. I like to put my lawn chair. I know that sounds really weird, but my little nephew, who is 8, is so into his own fireworks. And he actually said, "And Terry, will you be here this year? Can I spend my own money to buy bigger fireworks?" Well, I know that means my husband, his uncle, and his dad are going to be the ones blowing off the fireworks. They better be careful. But it's so great to just sit in a lawn chair and just watch your own personal show, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's a great answer, too. All right. One more thing before we let you go. Our question tonight, I don't know if you saw this, but you're a music person. Dave Grohl kind of made a snarky comment about Taylor Swift lip syncing. Did you hear about this? Yeah.
No,
okay.
I don't doubt it, but tell me more.
Yeah, so he said, her show is the Eras Tour. Our show could be called the Errors Tour because we make mistakes because we actually sing.
And
yeah, and apparently they were friends. And I used to feel like you have to sing, but I kind of feel like she's so much more. That's a spectacle. Her show is a performance. But what are you? Are you a purist? Or do you agree with Dave? I love Dave Grohl. I love the Foo Fighters.
Well, you know, we're huge Kiss fans. And yeah, the argument has been in the last couple of years that Paul Stanley was singing to a voice track.
Okay.
But yet, you know, we have been really lucky. We have some really great seats to some of the shows at the end of the tour. He was singing.
Okay.
Now, maybe there were voice tracks with him, but he was singing.
Okay.
I don't know about Taylor Swift. I have never heard that before. I love Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters.
Same.
I've seen them once. I would love to see them again. I think their live show is amazing. And that guy is, I don't know how he doesn't blow his voice out.
Right.
But Taylor Swift, yes, that's a whole different deal, isn't it? It's a carnival. It's a party.
Yeah.
It's,
and I know Britney, I think Britney Spears was accused of that. Like when you're dancing like a maniac, it's hard to sing. And I don't own any of Taylor Swift's music. I like her as a person. She seems cool. Mm-hmm. I love the Foo Fighters, but I kind of disagree with him on this. I don't know.
I am so surprised that he said that because he doesn't usually speak out in that way.
He said they were friends too. That was weird.
I don't know.
Maybe
you
not
said
anymore.
Were.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, thank you so much. Have fun out there at the old ballpark, and we hope we can do this again. Well, maybe next Friday, maybe the Friday after. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Love you guys.
Love you
Happy
too, Terry.
Happy weekend to everyone.
You too. Party safely. All right. That's Terry Barr, our favorite Friday friend. There's some serious alliteration. We'll be back next on Nightlight to wrap things up. Did we get an answer out of Terry?
I don't think we did.
She kind of skirted it.
She said she likes both.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way, actually. So I don't mean to, like... That's a tough one. Like, you know... I don't know. Terry's so much fun. I'd like to thank Mike Clemens, Sarah Pollan, and Terry Barr, our guests tonight. Thank you for all your texts. If you want to get one in quick at the end here... Is lip syncing okay in concerts? That's tonight's question. We've had some great responses. Kind of right down the middle, I'd say 50-50. But let us know what you think. You still got a few minutes here to get something in at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Is lip syncing during a concert okay? Okay. Monday on the show, DJ Olbris will be here. He will be here to discuss Riverfest Lacrosse. That's a big blowout they're having next week. And Heather Heil will be here Monday as well. She works for the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's going to tell us what's going on the 4th of July here in Northeast Wisconsin. She's kind of got her finger on the pulse. What was her group again that she came up with the dogs? Paws Patrol or something like that?
That's actually a thing.
Oh, so it's something.
Paw Patrol is like a good show.
Oh, yeah. She didn't create that, though. Is that what you're saying? Okay. No, but her group was really cool. It had a really cool name.
Yeah.
I've forgotten it already. Anyway, Heather will be here on Monday, and I'm sure she'll remind us. So, all right. So every once in a while, folks, we clip all these funny clips from great movies and TV. And our bin, I end up usually running my trap too much, and we don't get to them. Or I have fun with a guest, and we run our traps together, and we just don't get to them. So we're going to get rid of a couple of these tonight. And they've been sitting there burning a hole in the console. And, the first one we're going to play, what was the one we said? We had Dodgeball and what else?
We had a Jaws scene. And then
We
also had another Night at the Museum clip.
All right, let's do Jaws first because we'll end on some comedy. This is the scene where the famous iconic line from Roy Scheider, who they're right on top of the shark. They've seen how big it is. He flips out. He pops into frame with a cigarette in his mouth and mutters the iconic line. And we'll just let the clip play for itself.
You heard him. Slow ahead. Slower, Hedge. I can go slow ahead. Come on down and chump some of this stuff.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Shut off that engine.
Robert Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss, and Roy Scheider. Robert Shaw is great as the captain in that movie. And I have a complaint about Jaws that's easy to make because it's 50 years later, 60 years, 40 years later, whatever it is. The shark could have been bigger. Like, yeah. I'm serious. Like, great whites get up to 20 feet. But there could be an anomaly to me. Now they would overdo it, like the Meg. They make a 100-foot shark, and the whole movie just sucks. But they could have made the Jaws shark, and I know the guy who designed it, Rusty Wolf, who's a brilliant man. This is not on him, but Spielberg could have said, I want a 30-foot shark. Like, this is something that just is like a freak of nature. Because the shark was big and scary. All sharks are scary to me. Anyway, just some armchair sharking, quarterbacking. And if you go swimming tomorrow, folks, in the Fox River or in the bay, just know that someone could have put a shark in there. So think about that. Keep that in the back of your mind, kids. All right, let's do this one. This is a movie. When it first came out, Dodgeball, I'm like, how in the heck are they going to make Dodgeball a movie? And it's ridiculous, but it's just good, clean, pure American fun. Rip Torn, Vince Vaughn, and Ben Stiller, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's roll it.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Hey, go ahead.
Me? Shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? Oh.
Any other questions?
That's so great. Rip Torn could say anything. If you haven't seen the Larry Sanders Show, check him out in that. Every line he says is gold. He's an overbearing producer who always assures Larry that everything is going to be okay. And just brilliant. A great actor. He was also great in Defending Your Life with Albert Brooks. So if you're a film buff or an actor buff, you love watching good acting or just great comedy. And he does more than comedy. He's a great actor, too. I like his more comedic roles, but that's me. He is a treasure. So bad news, sad news about Martin Mull. As I mentioned on Monday, we'll have some Martin Mull news and clips. Not sure how he passed away, but he and Fred Willard together on Fernwood tonight was just pure gold. And Fred Willard also another national treasure. So this has been fun. Good week. Got a short week next week. We'll discuss that more on Monday. I don't want to scare anybody off. Please join me again Monday for more Nightlight. That will be the actual holiday week. And we'll be talking a lot more about the 4th of July and the movies and TV that we love and that bring us together. Have a great weekend, everybody. On behalf of Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin.